Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They got a good quarterback, and they do things the right way over there. Like being in that building, they do things the right way. They got a system of how they run things and how they do things. And everybody just follows them. He's an MVP. That's what I remember. Mm-hmm. So he's the best quarterback in the league, the MVP. He can do it all. He can run, throw, it doesn't matter.
Rasul Douglas asked, what are the Bills doing that's so right? MVP mm-hmm. quarterback, and everybody does things the right way. His answers. 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. We will talk with Mike Catalana tomorrow. Bills-Dolphins preview, and also maybe a little of that news on Oak Hill getting the PGA Sweet. Championship back in 2035, as he is reporting. Which is, yeah, that's great news.
Yeah.
Ten years.
They're in the rotation still, which is good.
I'm going to hit the range and make sure I got 10 years. I got 10 years to make it, Joe.
If you played golf every single day for the next 10 years, how close do you think you'd come?
Not close.
I agree.
Not close.
Didn't Tony Romo basically do that for 10 years and he came close but couldn't qualify
for
the U.S. Open?
Not close. Could I shoot par at a local course if I did it every day for 10 years?
Every day for 10 years.
I might take some days
off. How old
are
you being 10 years?
I'll be 56.
56? You're going to shoot par at 56?
Yeah. If I just committed full-time to playing golf just with the goal of shooting par,
okay.
Mark Cuban decided at age 50 he wanted to dunk a basketball and did it.
Did he?
Yeah. He trained to be able to dunk a basketball.
I mean, he also has billions of dollars at his disposal to help accomplish that.
Well, the whole point is, what's more likely? If I started training today and it was either shoot par or dunk a basketball, which is more likely? I'm 46.
Oh, Mark Cuban's 50. You're probably taller than Mark Cuban, too.
I don't think so.
How tall is Mark Cuban? He comes off as a short guy. No?
No, he's
6'2".
Yeah, he's got a couple on me.
6'2". He's 50 years old, though.
That's what I'm saying. He just decided to dunk, and he did. What do you think he'd be better off doing, shooting par or dunking?
I think my brother, who is a couple inches taller than me and definitely can jump higher, he tried for like 2 summers to get to a point where he could dunk, and he just kind of was able to do it. So if he couldn't get all the way there, I don't think I have it in me.
Yeah.
When I was playing hockey still, I could dunk, but my dad would never believe me. He like every summer I would come home and I'd be training. Like I'd go play basketball just for fun with my buddies, and I'd dunk a basketball. And I'd come home and tell him, like, I dunked today. He's like, no, you didn't.
Did you ever take a video?
I never did, and I'm now past my dunking prime, I'll tell you that. But I could do it at one point.
When is the dunking prime? It's like 18 to 22. 23?
Sure.
That's dunking prime?
You can probably extend it a little longer than that if you're not stopping being your athletic pursuits.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Dunking prime.
Dunking. We got into like,
I think you're more
heavy
likely for
fights
par.
About that, though. It was funny.
You're more likely to shoot par than dunk.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't. You're already
you're
a
never
good golfer.
Dunk.
Yeah, yeah. So I think if I dedicated enough time in life to it, I could shoot par.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not one of the hard courses, maybe a middle one. But I've shot
par to middle course.
You know what? Yeah. Anyway,
you could shoot the par tomorrow if you go to a certain course.
Yeah, there might be some. I could do that on 803-0550. Bills Dolphins preview. We're talking about that with you. Anyway, Mike Catalana tomorrow at 8:00. ahead of Bills Dolphins and on the PGA Championship news at Oak Hill. Had something else I wanted to get you. We'll get a call in here. Paul on the West Side. Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm in my first guillotine league this year. I actually started it myself.
Nice.
I credit you guys with getting me interested in fantasy football. It's a lot of fun, so thanks for that. And my question this week is, should I start Jared Goff or Mac Jones in guillotine? Standard quarterback scoring.
Yeah. Who do the Niners play this week? The Niners play Arizona?
Yep. Lions play Baltimore.
I would play Goff. I would play everybody that plays in Baltimore and Detroit. Everybody. The Ravens just got in a shootout with the Bills. Why would it be any different?
Yeah, Mac Jones is not a bad play. Like, he just had a big game, 3 touchdowns. Arizona's defense looks like it could be sneaky good.
They've played two teams you just don't know. They played the Panthers and the Saints.
I know. So, right. And he didn't play against the Panthers, but I would go Goff. That game's got the highest over-under of the week. You're going to get scoring. Yep. They're going to have to keep up.
Yep.
Yeah, I would go Goff.
Yeah, it's guillotine, so you're looking for floor, and I would definitely lean to a game that has the highest over-under of the week.
It's not even like Mac Jones doesn't give you any rushing over Goff anyway, so.
Yep, that's right.
I would go with Goff, yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Anybody here been chopped in a guillotine league yet?
Nope.
Nope, not yet?
In our guillotine, I'm the number one team in scoring. I'm not even close. Although, actually, you're always close. I could get eliminated next week.
You can go out this week.
Right.
A point on that. So, some fantasy stuff, because you had some big quarterbacks missing.
Yeah.
Higgins and Chase. You don't have to fade them too much. You really don't. If their defense is still terrible, I know Jake Browning is not Joe Burrow. But I just saw this point here that Timo Risk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pro Football Focus made about the Bengals, and you probably don't know about this. There's somebody, I think he's at Sumer Sports, that is kind of single,
Sean Syed, maybe
someone is single-handedly fighting the war that Joe Burrow is the reason he gets hit so much, and it is overblown how bad his line is.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not a great line, but Burrow is partially to blame, and the fact that he's hurt all the time, that is partially his fault. And Timo Risk of Pro Football Focus just had this. So it's one game, but they also have a sample from 2023. Combined pass blocking grade when Burrow is in and mm-hmm. when Burrow is not in,
mm-hmm.
which might reveal a flaw in the pass blocking grading system. Like, wait a minute, was the blocking good or was it not good? The quarterback, does that affect it? Sure, the quarterback affects sacks, but does that affect the grade? Anyway. When Joe Burrow was on the field, the pass blocking grade was a 49.9. When Jake Browning was on the field, it was a 73.
Hmm.
And in 2023, when Browning played a lot.
Seven starts.
The pass blocking grade with Burrow was 54. With Browning, it was 67.
Mm-hmm.
The line grades better for the other quarterback. So it's weird. He basically says the Bengals' offensive line can't deal with the Burrow offense. And the Burrow offense, I've seen some say this as well, that the reason you want him to have Chase and Higgins is he is a genius. He's expert at one offense, at one kind of offense, and you need Chase and Higgins. Doesn't mean he's not good, but you do need guys like that to work the Burrow offense. Now you won't run the Burrow offense. You'll run this offense where it's Jake Browning, two stud receivers, and an offensive line that grades better
when he's
this
in there.
Quarterback. So just for fantasy and any of that, I don't think you have to dump out on Chase. He still could give you numbers. I don't know if he's giving you wide receiver one numbers for the season.
Yeah.
But I think he's still a must start, and I think Higgins is a must start anywhere.
Higgins is, I think, even a better start because Browning throws at him more than Burrow does. And Browning put up numbers. So those games he played, Ian Harditz had a funny stat yesterday on this, that since 2023, games with 320 passing yards, Patrick Mahomes 3, Jake Browning 3. He'll put up numbers, even if they're not winning games. 354 against Jacksonville in that year, 323 yeah. against Minnesota, 335 against Pittsburgh. Like, he's gonna stack numbers. So I would still be playing all those guys. Yeah, for sure. Like, of the quarterbacks that are going in, like I asked you earlier, like, I have Jefferson in a league, and Justin Jefferson hasn't had a hot start. But like, Carson Wentz might actually be good for him. Like, there's some spots where backup goes in, you're fine. It might even be an improvement. Like, Tyrod goes in for the Jets. Is Garrett Wilson any worse off with Tyrod than he is with Justin Fields?
Do you know, I saw a stat on Tyrod, his last five drives. His okay. last five drives in the NFL as starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Four touchdowns and one punt.
Wow. There you go.
I mean, it might all be garbage time.
Probably is a lot of garbage time. He would go in for Rodgers at times last year.
I mean, they should probably put him in. They should put him in for Fields.
But I'm like, that offense could function better with Tyrod in there. I think the Vikings offense could function better with Wentz in there than McCarthy. I mean, I would say the Niners offense functions better, but it functioned fine with Mac Jones in there last week. Like, there are some offenses.
Saints, but yeah.
The Saints, right. There are some offenses where you look at it and go like, the backup goes in there and it might be not that different. The Bengals, though, are never a team I've ever really. It's Burrow, right? It's 5,000 yards. It's MVP yep. candidate. It's guy who went to the Super Bowl. I mean, if Jake Browning goes in there, what if Jake Browning goes in there and makes the playoffs? Like, how does that change the Burrow conversation?
Does it lead you to apologize to me for calling him fancy?
It would do that.
Fancy Kirk Cousins?
Yes, I would. The minimum, I would apologize to you for calling him fancy Kirk Cousins. Burrow.
It wasn't supposed to be an insult. It was just supposed to be that, you know, he's fancy Kirk Cousins.
That I saw as an idea for the Bengals.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Like, they should go trade for Kirk Cousins. Cousins is still unhappy. He doesn't want to be in Atlanta because he wants to play. And there you go. You want to go to Cincinnati and throw to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins for the next 3 months?
Is the cap hit a star destroyer? Like, what is the cap hit?
I have no idea. He's in the second year of a monster contract, so I would imagine. Wasn't his contract like fully guaranteed again?
Yeah, his cap hit this year is $40 million. The Bengals might have space. They don't like paying people.
Say that might be the one team that can handle that.
And there's $45 million dead cap next year. That might be one of those spots where they like dead cap because they don't have to spend it.
Just the dumbest contract ever. They just wasted half of their rookie contract window with Penix because they decided to give Cousins a giant sum of money and just not play him.
Yeah.
Just a dumb, dumb decision that was by them to pay him.
$100 million guaranteed for Cousins on that deal.
And he's going to play five games.
$100 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Wednesday, beautiful day. Bills and Dolphins tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we'll do some more Dolphins memories. I think it's this scandal in sports. We got to get to that. The overseas scandal and the takeaways from this. What's the best thing I can tease for it? The people that cheated admitted it right away, and the people putting on the competition are kind of happy that there was cheating. That's the best I can do. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.